好，奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们灵恩布道会的第一天的早上崇拜聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start the first service of our spiritual convocation.
我们请一起起立唱诗395首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 395.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to our brothers and sisters。
感谢主耶稣的恩典，带领我们开始这一次灵恩会的第一天的崇拜聚会。
Thanks for the guidance of the Lord that we started today's first day of spiritual convocation.
更感谢主耶稣能够让大家暂时放下世界上的工作，能够特别请假，能够来到这里一起来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God that every one of us can set aside our worldly jobs and burdens and come here to worship the Lord.
我们今天早上要以这个得胜的呼声欢声来作为彼此学习的题目。
And so this morning I'd like to use the topic of a joyful sound in the victory as a topic.
我们请翻到诗篇的第96篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 96.
诗篇的第96篇。
Psalm 96.
第一节。
96 verse 1.
诗篇96篇第一节。
Psalm 96 verse 1.
这里说你们要向神唱新歌，全地都要向神歌唱，要向神歌唱称颂他的名，天天颂传扬他的救恩。第三节，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。第四，因主为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。第五，外邦的神都属虚无，唯独主创造诸天。第六，有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力和华美在他圣所。第七，民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给神，都归给神。第八，要将神的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院宇。第九，第九节，当以圣洁的装饰敬拜神，全地要在他面前颤抖。第十，人在列邦中要说主作王，世界就坚定不得动摇，他要按公正审判众民。十一，愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中的所充满的澎湃。十二，愿田和其中所有的都欢乐，那时林中的树木都要在神面前欢呼。十三节，因为他来了，他要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民呐。第诗篇的九十六篇讲到的是审判日当时的人所有的反应。
And here in chapter 96, records on the judgment day the reaction from the people.
我们知道按照圣经所说，人在人生结束以后都要面对最后的审判。
We all know that at the end of our days, we must face a judgment.
所以啊，当我们一谈到这个审判的时候，常常是带着一种害怕、恐惧跟战惊的心情。
And so when we hear the word of judgment, we often have the feeling of fear and afraid.
我们一想到末日审判。
And so we think about the judgment on the end days.
就觉得很有压力。
And we feel very stressed.
我们想到最后神的审判。
When we think of the end judgment from the Lord.
有时候就带着一种恐惧。
And we are filled with fear.
但是呢，在诗篇九十六篇告诉我们啊。
But Psalm 96 tells us.
在最后这里讲说，神来了，神审判，但是我们要充满呼声啊。
And so here the Lord has arrived and he would cast judgment upon us, but we must have a voice of joy.
所以这不但不是一种恐惧当中的面对审判。
And this is not facing the judgment with fear.
而是在审判中能得胜欢呼并且感到喜乐。
But rather to have a victorious joy. During this time.
我们都希望说到有一天，当我们要面对神的时候。
So we all know that when we face the Lord one day.
我们都希望能够面对神而没有恐惧。
We hope that we could face him without fear.
我们希望能够进天家没有犹豫。
We can have not any any worries to go to heaven.
我们希望能够得永生，很有把握。
And to be confident in receiving this eternal life.
我说呀，这里诗篇九十六篇告诉我们说，要如何行，你才能够在最后审判得胜。
So Psalm 96 tells us what we need to do to face this judgment.
如同保罗一样。
And just like Paul.
保罗说，我一想到要离开世界，与主同在是好的无比的。
And every time you think about leaving this world to be with Jesus, you feel this most joyful.
保罗对最终的审判没有害怕。
He's not afraid of this judgment.
因为他很确定说，我离开世界必与主同在。
Because he's certain that when he leaves this world, he'll be with God.
所以我们都希望能够像这样。
So we all hope to be in this way.
在世生活有活力。
That in this life we have a joyful life.
将来离开有盼望。
Then when we leave this world, we have hope.
但是我们要怎么做呢？
But what must we do?
在这里呢，这个诗篇的作者告诉我们要如何行，才能在最后的审判得胜。
And here the author of Psalm tells us what to do to face this judgment.
我们看第一节啊。
Let's look at verse 1.
第一节说，你们要向神唱新歌，全地要向神歌唱啊。在这里告诉我们说，第一个你当做的事情啊。
And here in verse 1 tells us the first thing we should do.
九十六篇里面一开始告诉我们说，今天你想要得胜。
And so, this chapter tells us in order to be victorious,
信仰要成功有三件需要说的事情。
There are three things we must speak of to be victorious.
第一个这里告诉我们说，你必须要口唱新歌啊。
Here first tells us to sing the new song.
你说什么叫做口唱新歌呢？
And what does it mean to sing the new song?
我来教会我学了很多新的赞美诗啊。
And when we come to church, we learn many new hymns.
那这样子我算口唱新歌吗？
Does this mean that I have sung new hymns?
我们来看一下启示录的第十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录的第十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录的十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
的第一节。
Chapter 14 verse 1.
启示录的十四章第一节。
Chapter 14 verse 1.
他说，我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都是有他的名和父的名写在额上。第二节。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并我所听见好像弹琴的和弹的琴声。第三节。他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了这地上买来的十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌啊。那启示录告诉我们说啊，最终这些得胜的百姓。
Here, Revelation tells us the victorious people.
他说，这些人能够站在羔羊的面前。
And these people can stand before the Lamb.
并且能够在羔羊面前口唱新歌赞美神啊。
And they were able to sing the new hymn, new song in front of the Lamb.
他说，这十四万四千人是从地上买来的。
And these 144,000were born from the earth.
是与世人不同。
And they're different from the everyday people.
是成为圣洁。
And they're being sanctified.
是满得荣耀。
They're victorious.
所以他们的生命里面充满了新歌。
And so in their life, they're filled with new songs.
就是有改变。
Because they have changed.
就是生命有盼望。
And they have a new hope.
生活有亮光。
And there's a light in their life.
在生活当中里面在在的活出耶稣基督的形象来。
And so in their life, they lived out the image of Jesus.
所以一首新歌就是一个新生命的开始。
And so a new song is a starting point of a new life.
在我们认识主以前。
So before we know the Lord.
圣经里面说我们活在黑暗当中啊。
The Bible mentioned that we lived in darkness.
说没有盼望，没有神。
And we have no hope and we have no God.
最终只能恐惧战惊离开这个世界。
We are leaving this world with fear and trembleness.
然后进入永恒的黑暗当中。
And so we entered into the eternal darkness.
但是当一个人接触到信仰。
But once someone comes into contact with faith.
他说圣经里面说啊，好像大光照耀那坐在黑暗死荫幽谷的人啊。
And the Bible mentions a great light shine upon someone who was sitting in a dark valley.
从此就脱离过去的黑暗。
And forever they departed from the darkness.
开始新的光明。
And they started a life of light.
所以从那以后开始，你就开始生命中唱出一首新歌。
And so from that moment on, you should sing a new hymn.
行为有改变。
And have changed your life.
生命有新的追求。
Have a new pursuit in your life.
人生有更高的价值。
And pursue a better value.
这就是我们必须要唱 唱出的新歌来啊。
So this is the new song that we must sing.
所以我们常常提醒所有的弟兄姐妹。
So often remind our brothers and sisters.
不是我们要常常回想过去，再看看现在。
So we must often think back to our lives to reflect on the future.
过去的我是一个怎么样的人
？And what kind of person are we in the past?
现今的我有比以前更好吗
？And the self today is it better than the past?
有在信仰的路上不断的努力长进，追求成长吗
？And did we grow and did we grow in our pursuits?
使得我们生命当中唱出一首让神喜悦的新歌来
？And are we able to sing a new song that's pleasing to God?
所以这首新歌是生命的歌。
So this is a song of life.
是我们每个人都必须要唱才能够最后得胜。
And this is a song that every one of us must sing in order to be victorious.
可是圣经里面也告诉我们啊。
But the Bible also tells us.
保罗告诉我们说，有些人希伯来书里面说，有些人长久学道但是不懂道理啊。
And there are many Hebrews who often learn but does not understand.
所以虽然有来教会，不代表唱得出新歌。
And even though we came to church, doesn't mean that you can sing this hymn.
虽然有信耶稣，不代表生命有新歌所充满。
Even though we believe in Jesus, doesn't mean that the song is filled in your life.
所以这是我们每个人都必须要努力的目标。
And so this is the goal that we should work toward.
借着学道、祷告、团契。
And through prayers and fellowship,
使得生命当中被神的灵所充满
，and allow lives being filled with God's spirit,
使得生命当中自然唱出一首让神喜悦的歌来
，and out of our life that we can sing a hymn, a song that is pleasing to God.
所以在这里告诉我们说啊，要得救，要欢呼，要无恐惧面对审判。
So we must sing this song and without fear and sing to our God.
你的生命必须要在神眼中是一首新歌。
And your life should be a new song in the eyes of God.
那第二，我们看第二节啊。
And let's look at verse 2.
他说要向神歌唱，颂赞他的名，天天传扬他的救恩呢。那在这里告诉我们说，第二件我们开口所要说的话。
And the second thing that we must speak out of our mouth.
那第一个告诉我们说，我们要口唱新歌。
First is sing a new song.
这里第二个告诉我们说，我们要传扬救恩啊。
And here tells us to proclaim his salvation.
一个人如果真正认识信仰好，
if someone has a good faith,
自然而然会把信仰的恩典与众人分享。
And naturally he will share his experience of faith with others.
就像我们今天如果有什么好消息啊。
And for example, today if we have some good news,
你自然而然会跟你所在乎、所重视的朋友分享啊。
And of course, you will share with close friends, with good friends.
如果今天你刚好听到有个消息哦。
And for today you heard a piece of news.
哇，这个Macy's 百货啊，哇，大减价，跳楼大拍卖啊
！And you see, Macy's have a grand clearance.
不要 Macy 啊 ，Macy's 每次都买不到东西啊。来换一间啊 ，Best Buy 啊 ，Best Buy 啊，今天 Best Buy 大降价啊
！And today, Best Buy is having a big clearance.
一台电脑5块钱。
And there's a computer that only costs $5.
电视比较贵，算15。
And there's a TV only $15.
你一定自己先跑去买嘛，对不对
？Of course, you will go there first to buy yourself.
然后呢，你一定打电话给你最好的朋友啊。
Telephone your best friend.
我告诉你啊 ，Best Buy 啊，60寸电视啊，15块钱就有了。
And then let me tell you, Best Buy have a 60-inch TV for $15.
你的朋友说帮我搬10台回来啊。
And then your friend tell you, can you bring back 10 of them for me?
今天如果你有一个好消息
，If today you have a good news,
你会跟你所重视、所在乎的朋友分享。
And so you would share with those who you care about.
你会让你的家人一起去享受这样的恩典。
And you will have your family and friends to share this good news.
所以今天一个人传不传福音就让你看出他对信仰重不重视。
And so whether a person today proclaimed the salvation tells you whether he cares about his faith or not.
如果你真的觉得信仰好，
if you think you have a good faith,
如果你真的觉得得救重要，
if you think salvation is important,
如果你真的看见天国的将来的荣耀，
if you really saw the glory of heaven,
那你不会说只有我好就好了，你会跟别人分享啊。
You will not only tell yourself that as long as I'm good, it's okay.
感谢主啊，我能进天国就好了。
And thank God that I can enter heaven.
我最好的朋友下地狱啊，没关系的，地狱就是这样嘛。
And we say that your friend go to hell and that's fine. That's
我的家人不能得救啊，没关系啊，我得救就好了。
And it's fine that my family cannot be saved as long as I can get saved.
如果你今天真的觉得信仰重要
，If you truly today you value your faith.
如果今天你真的觉得得救是关乎一个人人生最重要的事情
，If you think salvation is the most important thing a person's life.
那不只是你自己会重视啊
，Not only that will you pay attention.
你更会希望你所爱的人跟你一样有这个得救的盼望。
And And you will also hope that everyone you love will have this hope of salvation.
所以在这里告诉我们说，当你成为一个新人啊。
So here tells us when you become a new person.
新人唱新歌。
A new person sing the new song.
新人传扬神的救恩啊。
And the new person proclaim the salvation of God.
而这个救恩啊，不是说传扬救恩，不是说你一定要五大教义、十大信条到处跟人家讲啊。
And it's not to say that you must preach the doctrines and basic beliefs.
而是你的生命本身就是一种最好的见证。
But your personal life is a testimony.
而在这里讲。说你用你的生命来述说神的奇妙啊
！So you're using your life to preach the miracles of God.
所以不只是你能够传福音
，Not only that you can preach gospel，
你更能够用生命来述说神的奇事。
But you can use your life to preach God's salvation.
所以在这里告诉我们说，一个得恩典的人会天天颂扬救恩啊
！And so for someone who's blessed, he would.Proclaim God's salvation day after day.
那不是说只有传一次、传两次啊。
It's not to say to preach only one or twice.
那这里说啊，我能够天天传扬救恩，时时纪念恩典。
And here is to say to proclaim day after day.
哦，所以我们要问问自己啊。
And so let's ask ourselves.
从我们接触信仰到今天。
And after we come, after we have faith till today.
我们跟谁、跟任何人分享过我们的信仰吗
？Have we shared our faith with anyone else?
我们有把握机会为主耶稣做见证吗
？Did we take the opportunity to be a testimony for Jesus?
我们有带领自己的家人来认识耶稣吗
？Did we guide our family to come to believe in Jesus?
哦，所以在这里告诉我们哦。
So here it tells us.
他说一个得救有恩典的人
，For someone who's been saved and filled with grace.
啊，他能够把握机会传扬救恩
，And he will take the opportunity to preach the gospel.
那我们来看一下马太福音的第十章哦。
Let's turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第七节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 7.
我们从第五节开始看啊。
Let's start verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他说耶稣差遣这十二个人去吩咐他们说外邦人的路你们不要走撒玛利亚的城你不要进第六节。
6.
宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。第七，
Seven.
随走随传，说天国近了。哈，那在这里主耶稣特别吩咐他的门徒啊。
Here Jesus teaches instruct his disciples.
他说啊，信耶稣不是在耶稣身边聚会就好啊。
And to believe in Jesus is not just to have service near Jesus.
不是常常听到有来聚会就好。
It's not just to attend services.
主耶稣说有一个使命我交代给你们。
And, but I have a mission for you.
我对你们生命当中有一个期盼。
I have a hope for you.
就是能够出去传扬福音啊。
Which is to go out to proclaim the gospel.
而且这里讲说随走随传，走到哪里福音就带到哪里。
And so go everywhere and then preach everywhere.
所以圣经里面说我们要穿上福音的鞋
So we have to wear the shoes of gospel
不管走到哪里就把福音带到我们所到的地方
Wherever you go, you bring the gospel with you
如果我们今天信主信很久了
And so today we believe in the Lord for many years
可是我们身旁的朋友没有人知道我们是信耶稣的
But our friends around us cannot recognize us as Christians
我们的同事没有人知道我们是信耶稣的
And our colleagues do not know that we are Christians
或许我们还要再更加努力啊
And perhaps we have to work harder
主耶稣说你要随走随传哦。
So Jesus says you should preach wherever you go.
你不管你到哪里，就把耶稣基督的恩典带到那里。
Wherever you go, bring the gospel of Jesus with you.
第三，我们看回来，诗篇的第九十六篇。
Third, let's bring turn back to Psalms 96.
诗篇九十六篇。
Psalms 96.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节这里说要在列邦中述说他的荣耀在万民中述说他的奇事在这里告诉我们说啊第三个要求啊
And so the first, here to describe the third requirement
你要唱新歌
To sing the new song
你要传救恩
And to proclaim the gospel
第三这里说你要述说神的奇妙啊
Here to declare his marvelous deeds
但是今天你要述说神的奇妙你要宣传神的 你要分享神的见证
And so today to proclaimThe marvelous deeds of God to preach His gospel.
第一，你必须要先有奇妙，先有见证，你才能分享啊。
First, you must have these marvelous deeds and these miracles.
如果你生活当中没有任何的神迹
，if there are no miracles in your life,
如果你生命当中没有感受到任何的见证
，if in your life you cannot experience any testimonies,
有时候啊，你说你要传福音，你要做见证，你要分享恩典，非常困难啊。
And so sometimes you want to preach and you want to share a testimony is very difficult.
为什么？因为你没有东西可以讲。
Because there's nothing that you can speak of.
为什么你没有东西可以讲呢
？Why there's no content that you can speak of?
难道是因 因为你生命当中真的没有神的作为吗？
Is it really that there's no deeds of God in your life?
那没有啊，这个圣经里面告诉我们哦。
But the Bible tells us.
主耶稣应许说啊，那个你所信耶稣的人会有神迹奇事随着他。
And the Bible promises that those who believe in Jesus, the miracles and signs will follow him.
所以如果你有信耶稣，
So if you believed in Jesus,
如果你重视信仰，
And you value faith,
生命当中一定有神的作为神迹奇事随着你啊。
In your life, there must have God's deeds and miracles that follow.
哎呀，奇怪了，既然你有神的作为，
So if there are deeds of God,
那为什么你生命当中没有感受？
How come you cannot experience in your life?
那为什么你觉得你没有见证可以分享？
And why do you feel that there's no testimony that you can share?
那有时候啊，教会要找人来见证啊，非常辛�ah.
And so sometimes it's very difficult for people, for church to find people to testify.
哇，跑的跑，躲的躲，不躲到厕所里面去啊。
And some people just run away or hide themselves.
啊，看到负责人就说不要找我，我没有见证。
And as soon as they saw the council member, they said, "Don't ask me, I don't have any."
啊，这是不好的哦。
And so this is not very good.
他说我们啊，生命当中一定有见证啊。
So in your lives, we must have testimony.
那但是为什么没有分享呢？
So why is it we're not willing to share?
啊，可能是因为我们忘记了。
Perhaps we have forgotten.
可能是我们啊，没有专心去体验啊。
Or perhaps we didn't.Not paying attention to experience.
他说呀，今天啊，啊，今天我们生活当中一定有神的作为。
And so in our lives today, there must have the deeds of God.
只是人非常的健忘。
But people often forget.
他说呀，恩典都忘记呀，但是一点小挫折啊，哦，都记在心里呀。
And we forget all the blessings, but we remember all the little setbacks.
啊，这就是人性哦。
And so this is human nature.
人呐，坏事记一辈子，好事通通忘记啊。
And so the bad things we could remember for our entire life, but the good things we forget very often.
啊，有时候我们要做那个夫妻的那个婚姻辅导。
And so sometimes when we want to have a couple counseling,
其实啊，传道很难做啊。
And it's very difficult to be a pastor.
哇，夫妻吵架，传道还要去给你辅导。
And when a couple fights and the pastor has to go counsel them.
那所以有时候啊，那个夫妻辅导的时候就请来，请你把来你们先不要吵架，坐好啊。
And so we ask them to come and sit down.
啊，拿出两张纸来开始写啊，不要吵架，先写哈。
Let's be calm and take a piece of paper and write something down.
来，请你写一写。你这过去结婚这么多年了，请你写一写你先生对你做的让你很感动记得的事情啊。
And let's write down for the many years that you've been married, the things that your husband has done that moved you.
你太太哦，为你做让你感动到今天的事啊。
And the things that your wife has did for you that had touched you.
哇，还没有讲完啊，我就跳起来拍桌子，没有，什么都没有。
And before they even start, they will start.Shouting that there's nothing.
啊，从来没有对我好过。
And they've never been nice to me.
啊，奇怪，从来没有对你好过，你嫁给他干什么？
If he or she never been nice to you, why do you marry him?
哦，难道真的结婚这么多年，他没有做过任何一件让你感动的事情吗？
And it's really true that for this many years that he have never done anything that moved you.
没有啦，因为早就忘记了啦。
And there's nothing. Everything's forgotten.
啊，但是如果让你写一写哈，那个你先生这或你太太这么多年让你生气的事情。
And if you ask you to write down the thingsThat have angered you.
哦，洋洋洒洒，正面背面，传道纸再来一张。
And you filled up the whole page and need another page.
哦，那个人家得罪你的事情啊，记得一清二楚，一辈子不忘啊。
And anything that people has wrongfully mistaken, you would remember forever.
啊，但是对你好的啊，对不起啊，吃完以后通通忘记了。
And the things that people had done that was good to you and forgotten.
这就是人啊。
And this is people.
人对好事非常健忘。
And people are very have very bad memories for good things.
啊，但是常常啊，对坏事都记一辈子啊。
But they can remember the bad things.
为什么我们今天啊，生活当中没有东西可以分享
？So why is it there's nothing we can share out of our lives?
为什么我们觉得我们信仰一点都不活泼
？So why do we feel that our faith is not very lively?
因为我们常常都把这么多年以来神的恩典、神迹奇事通通忘记了。
Because we have forgotten all the miracles and signs and blessings.For many years.
啊，因为忘记了。
Because we have forgotten.
所以觉得没有恩典。
So we feel that there's no blessing.
啊，因为没有恩典。
Because there's no blessing.
所以觉得神不爱我。
Then you feel that God doesn't love you.
啊，因为觉得神不爱我。
And because you feel that God doesn't love you.
所以信仰不活泼，生活没有动力。
And so you feel that life is not There's no more motivation in life.
好，所以在这里第三节告诉我们说，一个有一个成功的信仰人生。
For a successful person with faith.
他说啊，他是在万民当中述说神的神迹啊。
He declared God's glory among nations.
而觉得说我的生命当中充满神的作为。
They feel that God's deeds are filled in his life.
天天见神迹，日日看恩典。
And every day they see miracles and signs.
每天想到主耶稣，就觉得耶稣非常爱我。
Every day they think of Jesus, they feel that Jesus loves him.
说呀，能够常常来聚会啊，祷告能够认真啊。
If you can come to service every time and have an earnest prayer.
而教会有需要奉献非常的甘心乐意啊。
So you're very willing to offer to the church when there's a need.
那为什么？因为觉得说耶稣这么爱我。
Because you feel that Jesus loves you so much.
我怎么能够不多做点圣工呢？
How can I not do a little bit more?
我怎么能够不多热心一点呢？
How can I not be a little bit more fervent?
耶稣给我的恩典这么多。
Jesus has so much blessings.
所以一想到信仰就很开心啊。
Every time you reflect upon your faith, you're very joyful.
一想到主耶稣，我就非常感动啊。
Every time you think of Jesus, you feel very moved.
你说这种活泼有力量的信仰。
And this lively and motivated faith.
使得一个人能够在最终啊，毫无恐惧面对最后的审判。
It will allow a person to face judgment without fear.
为什么？因为想看耶稣很久了。
Because they're looking forward to face Jesus for a long time.
想谢谢耶稣很久啦。
They wanted to give thanks to Jesus for a very long time.
所以到最后审判的时候啊。
So at the judgment.
站在审判台前毫无恐惧啊。
And when he's at the judgment seat, there's no fear.
啊，只是想啊，抱抱耶稣，感谢他啊，带领我的一生啊。
And you only wanted to hug Jesus and thank him.
哦，所以啊，这是一个有体验、有恩典的人生。
And so that is a life filled with deeds and experiences.
但是这样子的人生，你需要敏感一点。
But this type of life, you have to be a little.
你要对主耶稣的作为有感受啊。
You have to have experiences with God, Jesus' deeds.
并且要常常思考。
And often reflect.
啊，记在心中。
And to remember in your heart.
你的生命，你就会突然发觉说你是快乐的。
Then you will realize that your life is filled with happiness.
因为被爱，所以快乐。
And because you're being loved, so that you are joyful.
你会突然发觉说你每天日子都很好过。
And when you realize that your days are very happy.
啊，不管你的经济状况好坏。
Whether your financials are good or bad.
啊，不管你的事业是否顺利。
Whether your career is successful or
not. 啊，不管你世间的成就有多少。
Regardless of how successful you are in this world.
你都会觉得说啊，日日都快乐啊。
You can feel that every day you're filled with joy.
为什么？因为耶稣日日都爱我啊。
Because Jesus loves you every day.
啊，这么被爱的人生怎么能够不喜乐呢？
How can you not be joyful in a life that you have been loved?
哦，所以在这第三告诉我们说，传扬恩典，颂赞耶稣。
And so third tells us that declare glory and preach his deeds.
述说主耶稣的奇妙，每一次的述说就是回想，让自己再经历一次。
And to proclaim his marvelous deeds so that you can reflect upon it every day.
每一次的见证是讲给自己听的。
That every testimony you are speaking to yourself.
让自己再一次的被感动。
And to remind yourself and let yourself be moved once again.
我们看回来诗篇的九十六篇。
So let's turn back to Psalm 96.
诗篇的第九十六篇。
Psalm 96.
第七节。
Verse 7.
诗篇九十六篇的第七节
Psalm 96 verse 7、
啊、在这里说民众的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给神，都归给神。第八节
verse 8
都要将神的名所当的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的殿宇。第九节
9、
啊、当以圣洁的装饰敬拜神，全地要在他面前颤抖。第十节
10、
啊、人在列邦中要说神作王，世界就坚定啊。那这里告诉我们说，我们必须要做的事情。
Here tells us the thing that we must carry out.
啊，刚刚我们讲到说啊，得救的人要说的三种话。
And first we talk about the three things for a saved person to say.
要唱新歌。
First sing the new song.
要传救恩。
To proclaim his salvation.
要述说生命的恩典。
And declare his marvelous deeds.
那在这里接下来讲说我们要做的三件事情啊。
And here later tells us the three things that we must carry out.
我们必须要做哪三件事情呢？
What are the three things that we should do?
第一，你要将荣耀归给神啊。
And ascribe glory to him.
啊，今天我们的生活当中啊，有时候非常的顺利，非常的成功。
So today we are very successful in our lives.
有的人非常会读书，有的人非常会赚钱。
And some people are good at studying. Some people are good at making money.
有的人非常有口才，非常有恩赐，做很多的圣工。
And some people are very gifted with their speech and do many works.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们说，一个成功的信仰人生，第一，请谦卑过日子啊。
And the first thing for successful faith is to live your life with humbleness.
啊，包 保罗告诉我们
，And so Paul had told us，
他说你有什么不是领受的呢
？And what have you gotten that's not been given to you？
若是领受的，你有什么好骄傲的
？If you have received things, what is there to be proud of？
啊，真的想一想啊
，So if you reflect back，
我们的人生有哪一样不是从神领受的
？What things do we have in our lives not given to us by God？
你的智慧、口才、学识、能力，哪一样不是神给你的
？Your ability, your speech, and your wisdom。
哦，所以啊，我们啊，今天不要啊，以为自己很厉害啊。
So don't feel that you're you're very good at everything that you do.
要把恩典，要把荣耀归给神。
But rather to proclaim the glory to God.
那在不久之前呢、啊，我听到一个弟兄见证啊。
And so there's a brother who gave a testimony.
那这个弟兄啊，是一个很厉害的一个那个。专职业的小提琴家
，and so this brother is a professional violinist。
他说呀，那个练琴练得很辛苦，而且他非常有名啊。
And he practiced very hard and he's very famous。
啊，那有一次他就跟他太太讲啊。
So there's one time he spoke to his wife。
他说，你看我这一双手。
And he says to her, look at my hands。
我这一双手就是我们的未来。
And my hands are our future。
我的这一双手就是我们将来的成就。
And this pair of hands is our accomplishment。
我只要有这一双手，我有什么我做不。
And as long as I have my hands, there's nothing we cannot.
那、啊、这个弟兄见证说、啊，当他讲完这种话以后啊
，And so after he said what he said,
啊，过不久啊，有一天他进到那个琴房要练琴呐、啊。
So one day he entered his room, about to practice his violin.
他有时候一天要练琴，要练八个小时，要练十个小时的哦。
And sometimes he will practice up to 8 to 10 hours.
啊，进到琴房里面要开始练琴呐、啊。
And so he was about to begin his practice.
哎，奇怪啦，手指头卡住了。弯不下来。
And he feel that his fingers are stuck, he cannot bend it.
然后就想，嗯，可能今天状况不好。
He feel maybe he feel that his condition is not very good today.
啊，没关系呀、啊，我热身一下，热身啊，就把手指头练软就好了。
And he decided to warm himself up and allowed himself to flex his fingers.
他说第一天呢、啊，暖身就暖了好几个小时。
And he spent several hours.
啊，终于哎，好像又好了，很顺了啊。
And it seems like his fingers are getting better.
嗯，高兴啊，就走了。
And then he left.
隔天早上又来练琴了。
And the next day he came to practice.
啊，糟糕，又来了，手指头弯不下去。
And he cannot bend his fingers again.
哦，他说那一天呢、啊，他为了要让手指头变软。就拉了十个小时的琴，就暖身就暖了十个小时。
And in order to flex his fingers that day, he have to practice for 10 hours that day.
他这样子过了一个礼拜。
And he went on for a week.
这个弟兄说他人生绝望了。
He felt there's no hope.
因为他一辈子的努力全部都在这个手指头上面。
His entire life built up to his hands.
啊，但是作为一个专业的小提琴家，你手指头弯不下来，你要怎么拉琴
？As a professional violinist, if you cannot use your fingers, what can you do?
你一次暖身要暖八个小时，谁能够等你
？If you need 8 hours to warm up,
啊，如果
who can wait for you?
哦，今天你晚上有 concert 哦。
If tonight there is a concert,
你告诉所有的听众说，哎，对不起，你们先等八个小时，我先暖个手指头再帮你们拉啊。
And can you tell your audience to wait for 8 hours for it to warm up?
大家通通回家啦。
And everyone will be gone.
所以他说他那时候整个人生都绝望了。
So he felt very hopeless in his life.
因为他以为他的人生、他的成就、他的盼望就在他的手指头上面。
He feel his success and is built upon his hands.
但是神不愿意你连手指头都弯不下去。
God is not willing, you cannot even bend your fingers.
他说他那时候啊，就变成好像整个人进入一种绝望当中的忧郁症啊。
And so he became very anxious with just hopelessness.
他就啊坐在他的琴房里面也不拉琴了。
So he sits in his practice room.
整个人就已经整个人就绝望了。
And he's very hopeless.
那、啊、因为什么？因为他唯一的盼望没有了。
Because the only hope he had is no longer there.
但是啊，后来在这种绝望当中重新思考自己的人生。
And so in this hopelessness, he start thinking upon his life.
才发觉说原来自己抢夺了神的荣耀。
He feel that he took the glory of God.
当他说我的人生就在我的掌握当中。
When he says that his life is in control of his fingers,
我们的成就靠我两只手就可以了。
My accomplishments depended upon my two hands.
神却给了他一个重重的教训。
And God has taught him a lesson.
说主若不愿意啊，你连一根手指头都弯不下去啊。
God is not willing, you cannot even bend one finger of yours.
那所以我们人生有哪一样不是领受的
？So in everything we have in life, which one is not received from God?
既然是领受的，就要感念感谢天上的主啊。
If we receive these gifts, then we have to give thanks to God in heaven.
我们来看一下雅各书哦。
Let's turn to Job.
我们看雅各书哈。
Sir James.
我们看雅各书的第四章的第十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
雅各书四章十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
十三节，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。第十四
14.
其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。十五节
15.
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事啊，在这里雅各长老告诉我们了、
啊。So Elder James had told us.
他说我们今天能够活着。
So for today, for us to be living.
我们今天能够做事。
That we can do things today.
我们能够赚钱养家。
We can make a living.
啊，很简单，只是因为主容许我们活着做事。
And、it's very simple because God allow us to do it.
啊，所以不管我们做了多少，成就多大
，Regardless what we did, how great our accomplishments are,、
啊、都要将荣耀归给天上的神。
We have to give the glory to the God in heaven.
然后要正视到说，若不是主愿意，若不是主保守
，if it's not God's will and God keeping us，
你不管多努力，到最后都是一场空。
Regardless how much you work, it's all for emptiness。
啊，有一个弟兄哦，啊，有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
啊，他是做医生的啊。
He was a doctor.
啊，他一直觉得说，哇，我们做医生哦，要趁着年轻多赚点钱呐、啊。
And he feels that as a doctor, he must make a lot of money while he's still young.
哦，那能够给家人、给孩子更好的未来。
So he can provide a better future for his family and kids.
啊，但是啊，那个通常啊，诊所生意最好的就是礼拜六、礼拜天呐、啊。
And often the best day to have customers on Saturday.
啊，因为大家都放假，但是礼拜六、礼拜天大家没有上班看医生哦，大家时间比较充分啊。
Because a lot of people have a day.Off on Saturday, and it's very easy for them to come to visit.
哦，所以他就祷告跟主耶稣讲哦。
So he prayed to Jesus.
他说：“主耶稣啊，你知道啊，我现在孩子还小，生活有需要，我要替他准备大学学费啊。”
And he says, Jesus, you understand that my kids are still young, they have to prepare now for his college education.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣啊，我先给你安息日请假，先请个几年呐、啊。
So I will take Saturday off for a few years from you.
啊，你知道我的需要，你知道我的软弱啊。
And so you know my weakness and knows my needs.
啊，所以啊，那个让我请假安息日哦，请假个。几年啊，等我赚够以后我就来拜你啦。
Says,
我礼拜六都会乖乖聚会啦。
And he asked Jesus that let him to take Saturday off for a few years and make enough money and then eventually he will come back.
啊，结果后来他开始啊，礼拜六诊所照样开门，照样看病啊，看病人啊。
So he started to open his clinic on Saturdays.And to accept patients.
哎，真的啊，因为礼拜六啊人很多啊，哇，非常忙啊，忙的啊这样子，真的好像忙到这样子，因为。一整个礼拜这样子，几乎天天看诊啊，非常疲倦啊。
And so he opens on Saturday and as he work for long hours, he feel very tired.
啊，但是啊，客那个病患很多，客人很多，自然啊，那个收入很好啊。
And customers are plenty, and he does get a good income.
啊，但是啊，他说过了三个月以后哦。
So after 3 months.
啊，重新啊做一下那个记账啊，就是那个每一季啊，这每三个月做算一次总账啊。
And so he started to do his finances after the quarter.
那这很奇怪啊，那个明明啊每个礼拜要多开一天，多开一天的病人，把自己累得半死，到最后算一算。居然没有赚钱啊
and he saw his finances that he labored to the point that he was so tired and he feel and at the end of the day he did not make any extra money
那就觉得很奇怪啊明明收入增加为什么最后没有结余呢
and he feel that his incomes had increased but at the end of the quarter he did not make any extra money
哦，他就去看他的那个出账就是那个收一个是那个进来的钱一个是支出的钱嘛
and so he started looking at his expenses
然后就看一下这三个月到底是为什么会钱会花的这么多
so why did he spend so much money he want to understand howWhy he spent so much money within these 3 months?
啊，突然发觉说啊，这三个月当中啊，那个莫名其妙的支出增加很多啊。
And these miscellaneous expenses started to increase within these 3 months.
哇，那车子不小心跟人家相碰了一下，哇，赔了5000，赔了8000呐。
And he had a small accident with other people, and he had to pay $5,000 to $8,000.
哇，那个病患跟病患有医疗纠纷，又赔了几万呐。
And there was a dispute between the customers, and he has to also pay out to the
好像那个口袋破了一个洞啊
It seems like there's a hole in his pocket
那、啊、你不管赚多少放进去就不一直流走一直掉了、啊、
Regardless how much you make and start is going out of your pocket
把自己做得累得半死
And he have a tired get yourself so tired.
哎，但是到最后你完全没有的增加。
And at the end of the day, there's no gain.
那为什么？因为神不保守啊。
Because God did not watch over
you. 我说呀，如果神没有保守，你再努力，你所得到的通通都是空的。
And if God did not watch over you, regardless how hard you work, there's really no gain.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要认识啊。
So today we have to really understand.
我说，若不是神保守，你再努力，到最后什么都没有。
And if God did not watch over you, then there's not.Everything you do is in vain.
所以不管我们拥有多少
regardless how much we possess,
都是神的恩典
it's all the blessings of God.
那都要学习感恩
we have to learn to give thanks.
所以在这里告诉我们第一个说要将荣耀归给神
first we must give glory to God.
第二个这里告诉我们说拿供物进入他的殿宇啊
and to take offering into his temple.
生命记里面告诉我们
in Deuteronomy tells us,
神说不可以空手朝见我啊
and God has said, do not come to see me empty-handed.
这个是主耶稣对我们的要求
and this is the requirements from God to us.
他当初这样要求以色列人。
And he required of the Israelites.
今天也这样要求你跟我。
He will require us today.
不可以空手来朝见神。
Let's not come to face the Lord with empty-handed.
他说呀，我们都要结出属灵的果子来。
We have to bear the fruit of spirit.
不只是要奉献，把该献的物献给神哦。
Not only to offer what we should have been offered.
作为一个信徒，我们必须要奉献给神。
As a believer, we must make our offerings.
神说十一捐是他的。
And God says, one tenth is His.
所以这个是我们必须要尽的本分。
And so this is our duty.
我们要学习感恩奉献感恩捐。
We have to learn to give thanks to make offerings.
所以啊，来到神面前要奉献。
So come before the Lord, we must bring offerings.
但是不是只有奉献金钱而已啊。
And it's not just to offer money.
这里的供物还包括我们的生命。
This offering also includes our life.
每天结出的属灵果实。
All the fruits that we bear in our daily lives.
如果你的脾气比以前变好了
，If your attitude become better，
你就结出一个属灵的果实，能够呈现在神的面前。
And bear a fruit that you could present before the Lord。
如果你带领你的家人来信耶稣
，If you bring your family to believe the Lord，
你也是结出属灵的果实来呈现在神的面前。
And you also bear the spiritual fruit before the Lord。
你如果赦免得罪你的人
，If you forgiven those who has wronged you，
这也是结出属灵的果实呈现在神的面前。
And that also bearing spiritual fruit before the Lord.
我说呀，圣经里告诉我们说，每次来朝见神，你要带着供物来给神啊。
So it teaches us that every time when we come to see the Lord, must bring our offering.
信仰是一个不断长进、不断进步的过程。
And our faith is always progressing.
道理上要长进。
We have to progress in our beliefs.
生活上要改变。
And change in our daily lives.
要结出属灵的果实来呈现给神。
To bear the spiritual fruits to present to God.
这个是神对我们的要求。
And this is the requirements of the Lord.
也是我们感恩的方式。
And so also a way for us to give thanks.
第三我们看第九节。
And third, let's look at verse 9.
第九节说当以圣洁的装饰敬拜神啊。
Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness.
我说呀，在这里告诉我们说啊，你要成为一个成功的信仰，得到一个成功的信仰。
And in order to receive a victorious faith.
我说三件事你必须要做。
And there are three things you must do.
谦卑学习归荣耀给神。
And be humble and learn and give glory to God.
努力改变，以生命为供物奉献在神面前。
And change your life and bear holy spirit, fruit of spirit.To present to the Lord.
第三，这里讲说你要用圣洁做你生命的装饰啊。
And use holiness as a splendor.
不只是要奉献。
And not only to offer.
不只是要参与圣工。
And not only to participate in holy work.
在这里告诉我们说啊，你必须要让你的生命成为圣洁啊。
But also have a holy life.
因为神是圣洁的，人非圣洁不能见主。
And because God is holy, you cannot see the Lord unless you are holy.
所以啊，我们生命当中要追求完全。
And so in your lives, we must pursue after completeness.
过去的坏习惯把它改掉。
And to change your bad behavior.
脱离过去罪恶的生活。
And depart from the sinful life that you once had.
去除掉那个过去罪恶的朋友。
And to remove the sinful friends that you once had.
努力追求在神面前保持无愧的良心。
And to pursue have a conscious faith before the Lord.
不断的进步啊。
And to continue to build upon your faith.
今年的我比去年更好。
That you, that the, 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 What you are today is better than what you were last year.
时时重视自己的生活。
And to really have a focus in your life.
那这里讲说以圣洁做我们生命的装饰。
And to cover yourself with the splendor of His holiness.
然后如果能够做到这样子。
If we can do this.
我们在神面前就没有恐惧。
And then there's no fear that we will have before
the Lord. 我们在面对审判的时候就不会害怕。
Then when we face the judgment, we will not tremble.
为什么？因为到最后我们的生命是呈现在神面前的。
Because when we present our life before the Lord.
如同第十节所说的啊。
Like what's said in verse 10.
他说哇，神作王，世界就坚定啊。
And this, the world will be firm when the Lord reigns.
今天如果神是你生命的王。
If the Lord is your king today.
你重视信仰，你在乎教会。
That you focus on, you value your faith, you value church.
你努力认真的努力正式认真的学习圣经。
And you work very hard to learn from the Bible.
并且你能以耶稣基督做你生命的主宰。
And you allow Jesus to become the controller of your life.
从此不再是我想要做什么。
And no longer you are proclaiming what this is what you want to do.
而是主耶稣要我做什么。
But rather to proclaim what Jesus wants you to do.
他说如果你的生命是以耶稣让你来做王。
If you allow Jesus to reign your life.
凡事顺服主的旨意。
And you submit to God's will.
凡事追求主的喜悦。
And you often pursue after the glory, the joy of Jesus.
主做你生命的王，你世界，你的生命就稳定了。
And if Jesus reign over your life, then you will be firm.
有一天当你要面对审判。
Then today, one day when you face the judgment,
没有恐惧，没有害怕。
There's no fear and there's no worry.
只有喜乐，只有得胜的呼声。
There's only the victory of joy.
愿我们每一个信徒都能够成功。
May our life become successful.
啊，到最后面对神的时候，能够欢欢喜喜被接进神国。
That when we face the Lord at the end, that we can be joyfully accepted into heaven.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.